welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and today's show, we're recording from the Garrison, Minnesota VFW Post 1816, where we'll be speaking to the commander, the auxiliary president, the mayor, and a little later in the show, we're going to get a special report about the Gold Star Family Weekend and hear from the director of the Minneapolis VA Hospital. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General John Jensen.
Minnesota's Camp Ripley can be a busy place during the summer, few times more so than when the Minnesota National Guard youth and teen camps arrive. This one-of-a-kind kids' camping experience is open to dependents, nieces, nephews, brothers, sisters, and grandchildren of current and retired Minnesota National Guard members. Through activities like orienteering, swimming, canoeing, and other team-building events, these volunteer-led camps help kids build confidence and understand why their Guard member serves. For more information on the Minnesota National Guard Youth and Teen Camps, please visit mngyc.org. That's mngyc.org.
Thank you, General Jensen. For more information, please go to minnesotamilitaryradio.com. As I said earlier, we're recording today from the Andrew F. Kokish VFW Post 1816 in Garrison, Minnesota. And joining me now is the five-time commander, Ray Lasher. Ray, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you.
Ray, I understand you served in the Navy.
Yes, I did, yeah.
Back in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Couple of tours?
Yep.
And what did you do over there? Where did you serve?
I was on an ammunition ship. We served in a Cameron Bay area, Yankee Station, and rearmed ships and run ammunition ashore and small boats and just Navy stuff, you know.
We were in the same vicinity. I served on Cameron Bay in the Air Force a few years after you.
Yeah, yeah.
But we both lived through it, and we're still here, aren't we? That's a good start.
Physically.
Physically, okay. Let's talk a little bit about the Andrew F. Kokish VFW post. I understand it started in 1972.
Right.
And it started at one of my old favorite places, the Blue Goose, which is no longer there.
Yeah. It was a tough go at first, you know. We had to get enough members to even incorporate our club, you know, and it took a lot of chasing to round up, I think it was 15 members at that time, and we had to really look for them, you know.
So you started off slow.
We started off slow, yeah.
Some World War II guys with you then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When I joined the VFW back in the 70s, it was mostly the World War II guys.
I think we have one left now.
Yeah, that's sad. They've left us. Right. Now, what's the history of the club then? Did you understand you were over at a little bar called that's now called JJ's?
Yes, it was called. It had been abandoned for quite a while. It was called the White House at that time, and we got enough money to get into there, and we kind of remodeled that, and then we outgrew that, and then this was built with volunteers, I suppose. Which where we're at now is all built with volunteers and funds donated.
And a few years after that, then you raised some money and you came over and bought the land where you're at now?
Right, we bought it from the church, yeah.
Bought it from the church,
next
okay.
Next door, yeah.
Yeah, I think I went to that church when I was coming up here in the Boy Scouts 50 years ago.
Yeah.
So, okay, what happened then? You've got a bar and this room here and you've got another...
Yeah, this place has been added on many times. That bar is nothing like it was back then, you know, and that's been added on quite a few times. And then we started this project here. I think it was in probably the early 80s when this project was started with.
So you got a beautiful hall here. And
this was just finished. This is all.
Been remodeled?
All our inside here, everything's been done with all volunteer work and donated funds.
And then you've got another building just across the way here.
Right. That was Irene Johnson donated the money for that building of that pavilion. And we just finished outstanding upgrade out there within the last couple months. And
I went out and looked. It looks pretty nice.
It does, yeah.
Now, Irene Johnson played a big part in this VFW.
She did.
She donated some money several times.
Several times, yeah. She was pretty generous to us.
Helped
you
build the parking lot? She built the parking lot. Well, it's nice to have some good members like that.
Yeah.
And her husband was a veteran?
Right,
uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, so you've had a lot of help, a lot of volunteers all along the way.
Fantastic. All this was done involved. I think when we redid this, I think we had one paid employee. That's because it had to be a paid employee. The rest is all done volunteer.
Okay. And how many members do you have at the post now?
Last I checked, I think it was about 211, I believe it was. Yeah.
And you probably got about 2,000 in the summertime, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody comes up here to go fishing.
Standing room only.
There you go. And you've still got, I understand now, you were active early, and then then they went through some other commanders, and then
right, I was a
guys came back.
Charter member, yes. But like I was saying, you know, back then when we were young, we had families and jobs and
you had other things to do.
Other things to do. And then as you get older, you get more involved, you know. And I've been quite involved here for the last, I don't know, 15 years, I suppose.
Now, you told me you just had a great big July 4th weekend.
It was fantastic, yeah. It was fantastic.
What caused all that commotion in town?
Yeah.
Just everybody in here partying it up?
Well, we have a fantastic fireworks. That's the main draw, I think, you know.
And you contribute to that.
Oh, yeah. Quite a bit.
So this, I'd say you call this a very successful VFW.
It is. It's one of the few, I think, in this area that can pay their own way, you know. And
post looks great. Nice place to stop. When people come up north, they should stop in here and say hello, shouldn't they?
They should. Yeah. Yeah.
What kind of? Are you open every day?
Every day. Yeah, we open. We still open till I think noon on Sundays, but we're open in the mornings till whenever.
So if people are driving by, can they stop in and get some food and beverage?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So every day they're open and they're welcome to come in?
Every day.
All right. Now, you've gone through a bunch of renovations. I understand that renovation of the Johnson Pavilion, I think I met the guy that was doing a lot of the work here earlier.
Yeah, it's Dave over there. Yep.
There he is, over there.
Yep.
Now, what else is going to happen over there? Is that what happens in there?
Well, we just go open that up to different venues, you know, like Ducks Unlimited are having a big deal here, and we'll rent the hall out to whatever, you know.
Is DU, Ducks Unlimited, they big up here?
That's fantastic, yeah. It's one of the biggest in the United States, you know.
Okay, so they're gonna rent that from you and hold some meetings and things in there?
Yeah, they'll have their annual banquet here. This place here wasn't big enough for that, so we went ahead with that pavilion out there for the overflow.
You know. Oh, is that available for weddings and anniversary parties and those kind of things?
It is. Rummage sales, whatever, you know.
Anything, huh?
Anything, yep.
Bring them all in and see what they're doing.
Yep, bring them in.
So, your post, what's in the future? Got a little more remodeling to do?
We're pretty much done with the remodeling. I think our next big goal is going to be to replace our parking lot out here. And that's going to be quite a spendy operation too, so we've got to start working on that now.
Looks like it uses a little bit of work.
It's built on a swamp, so
so there's always work to do.
There's always work, yeah.
And I saw a Veterans Memorial out front. Is that new?
Yes. I can't remember the lady's name that donated that. Bernice, what was her name? Anybody remember? Bernice Steberg, yes.
Okay.
And she contributed a lot to this post also.
Can you describe that for our listeners?
It's all veterans granite memorial, and she was kind enough to donate the money for that. And she did a lot in our kitchen. She donated a lot of the stainless products back there, and whenever the VA was in need of a little funding, she was more than willing, you know.
So you had a lot of good members that have volunteered a lot of time, put in some money, whatever you needed to do.
Fantastic. No shortage of volunteers. Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's up in Garrison. Now, in the wintertime, you don't get quite as many visitors up here, do you? Or do the snowmobilers come up?
Snowmobiling's not what it used to be. But, yeah, they do stuff. But it's different in the wintertime.
We haven't had a whole lot of snow the last few years.
It's February in Garrison.
Okay. All right. All right, well, today, as I said, we're broadcasting from the Andrew F. Kokich VFW Post 1816 in Garrison, Minnesota. And as we go through the show today, the next segment, we're going to have up the auxiliary president and one of the volunteers, and later on we're going to talk to the Garrison mayor, and then we're going to get a report on the Gold Star Family Weekend, and later on we'll hear from Director Pat Kelly from the VA Hospital. So we have to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk to the auxiliary president. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. Today we're up at the Andrew F. Kokish, Post, VFW Post 1816 in Garrison, Minnesota. And we've learned in the first segment with the commander a little bit about the history of the post. And now we've got, we're going to get the real facts about what's going on here, because I'm joined by Daisy Tim, who's the president of the Ladies Auxiliary, and one of her volunteers, Jackie Lundquist, who's responsible for dragging us up here today so that we can do a show here at the Garrison VFW Post 1816. So, ladies, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Daisy, can you give me a little background to understand your husband is a fellow Vietnam veteran?
Yes, he is.
And he's sitting out there in the audience somewhere. There he is with his cowboy hat on.
Yes.
And he's the reason that you're down here.
Absolutely.
So is that good, or are you blaming him for
it's
all of
all
this?
It's all good.
It's all good. Okay. Can you? I understand that your father was a World War II veteran as well.
Yes, yes.
And can you tell us a little bit about him?
He was drafted at an older age. He already had a daughter, and my mom was pregnant with the second sister. And he was drafted, and he was trained to go to the Japanese invasion. And during the time they were on their way, apparently the United States decided to drop the bomb on Japan. So he, instead of the invasion, he was the occupation.
Lucky him.
Lucky me.
Lucky you, yes. Yeah, you're here.
Yes.
And so I understand also you come from a family of veterans.
Yes. I had four uncles who also served in World War II. One was a prisoner of war, a German prisoner of war.
Okay. So they survived. That's a good
yes,
thing, too.
Yes, they did. They all came home.
And despite that, then you ended up with a Vietnam veteran for a husband.
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to ask you how that all happened, but probably a good story behind that as well.
Oh, there is. Another day.
Another day. Can you tell me the Ladies Auxiliary of VFW Post 1816 here in Garrison? How many members do you have, and how active are you?
184 members. We are working now on being more active. We're trying to get more people involved in some of our projects and get more projects going to help veterans and their families.
So do you help support some of the events here?
Oh, yes.
Well, the commander told us they just had a great big July 4th weekend, and the place was packed.
It was. And not only are the auxiliary, but we volunteer wherever we can.
Well, let's get this volunteer involved here too, Jackie.
Yes.
You've been volunteering up here for quite a while, and you just recently, a few years ago, joined the auxiliary, right?
In 2016, I did.
Okay, and they're putting you to work now.
Yes, they are.
And I understand you're involved in cooking chickens.
Yes.
Do they have a special night, one night of the week? Or
Wednesday night, and Daisy is also there too.
Now, the commander and the mayor both told me that whoever runs the food service, whoever runs the kitchen, it does a great job here.
She's an amazing lady. Amazing lady. Can't slow her down.
And what's her name?
Bernice.
Is she here today?
Yes, she
there
is.
There she's back there. Hi, Bernice. She's hiding. There she is. And after we do the show today, we're going to have a little lunch too, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, Ladies Auxiliary, tell me a little bit about it. What type of events do you help with? For instance, over July 4th, how did you get involved in that?
What all did go on? Chicken.
Jackie's cooking the chicken.
A lot of chicken. We're both involved in the Color Guard as well.
Color Guard, okay.
And we participated in the parade at Hillman, which is a huge patriotic event every year.
And the town was packed over those 4 days.
Yes.
You're going to hear more about that from the mayor when he comes up here, but that's great. So I understand that during Sunday bingo that you do some things then too. You get a pretty good crowd in here for bingo?
We do. And we were trying to raise money for veterans and projects for veterans and families. And we made snacks to sell during bingo.
Okay. So you fill the place up for bingo and you sell them some snacks and take their money. And occasionally somebody wins on bingo. Very good.
It was fun.
Now, my information sheet said that you've been in contact with the St. Cloud VA, and you're trying to do some things with them.
Yes, there's a long list of things that they could use. Some of the things that we were hoping to start is sewing bags for wheelchairs and walkers, and then also trying to organize some kind of donation for people. They have a list of things that they would like for people to donate for the veterans.
So is all the auxiliary involved in that? Are they going to be involved?
We're hoping.
We're hoping. Okay. All you auxiliary members, we got bags to sew and we got things to do for the St. Cloud VA. And what type of other activities do you have during the course of the year?
We work at Garrison Play Days
which is coming up.
Yes, next weekend.
That's going to be a big event.
Yes, we hope.
Well, the mayor's going to tell us all about that. He's got a whole list of the activities that are going to happen here, and he said that most of them are centered right here at this VFW.
They are. Yep. It's busy.
You're going to be making chicken again, Jackie?
No chicken
over the play days?
No. I'll be selling raffle tickets.
Selling raffle tickets. Very good.
And we sell tacos in a boat, again, to make some money.
Tacos in a boat.
It's out on the great. Lake. It is great. No. We sell it in the back, in the kitchen, and in the pavilion.
Sorry.
Okay. Tacos in a boat. Very good. Now, I understand that a lot of this post has been built with the money that's donated from people and lots of volunteers. Have you been a member for a long time?
I'm not sure how many years. I think 7 or 8 years. But
yeah, he's 10. Looks like 10. I'm getting the signs.
I didn't participate very much in the first couple of years because I still worked.
Okay.
So I've really only been active a year.
And you're already the auxiliary president. They saw you coming.
They did.
You got railroaded into that job. I know how those things happen.
You're right.
Who's going to be next? This one?
I hope so.
I'm right behind you there.
Uh-oh. Jackie's going to run for office.
No, if something happens to her, I'll be up there.
Oh, all right. Yep. Well, as long as the two of you partner on these things.
We will.
Yes.
We're talking to Daisy Tim and Jackie Lundquist from the Andrew F. Kokish VFW Post 1816 in Garrison, Minnesota. So what's in the future? What's coming up besides Play Day is going to be big, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be very big.
Town's going to fill up?
Yep, it will.
All kinds of activities?
And the VFW will be full all the time.
Be full. And you're both going to be up here working?
Yes.
Well, where are these guys going to be? Out fishing?
I don't know.
I've talked to the commander about that. Commander, these ladies do all the work? Where do you go? Yeah, he says, yeah, they do. They make you look good? Okay, I believe that.
We also have a bake sale on Saturday and Sunday both. Yeah, bake sale out in the pavilion.
So all the auxiliary make some cookies and things and bring them in. And they can fatten the guys up and take their money.
Pretty much.
Well, that sounds like a good thing to
fat and happy.
Fat and happy? He's shaking his head over there. We're going to have to get to maybe talk to that Vietnam veteran for a minute
or two. Yes, that would be great. Yes.
And what job does your husband occupy now?
Quartermaster.
He's a quartermaster. Sounds all the money?
Yes.
Okay, and he knows how to get to the bank?
Yes.
Well, he sends you.
It's a circle.
All right. So you go to the bank and come back from the bank. Yep. So what else is coming up between now and Christmas for the auxiliary?
Oh, shoot.
Well, again, we're hoping to get a lot of things started, a lot of projects going.
Mm-hmm. It says here that another project they hope to organize is collecting and delivering needed personal articles such as reading glasses, deodorant, and clothing. Is that still part of the needs of the St. Cloud VA?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay, and I would guess that a lot of veterans up in this neighborhood go to the St. Cloud VA to get some help.
Right.
And the VAs here in Minnesota, we're pretty lucky. They do a pretty good job. And we're going to hear from Director Kelly from the Minneapolis VA later in the show. I'm a patient out there, and they treat us just wonderfully, and I think we're lucky in this part of the country to have a good VA.
We definitely are.
And you're lucky up here in Garrison to have a beautiful VFW post like this one, and this pavilion out here just looks beautiful, isn't it?
It is fabulous.
So you're going to have some good events out there.
Yes.
All right.
And we'll all volunteer.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have anything else to do but volunteer anyway, right, and go fishing.
I don't do that anymore.
You gave up the fishing?
I did, yeah.
Well, then they got plenty of work for you to do right here in the VFW.
Well, I'm here if they need me.
Well, ladies, I want to thank you for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio. We're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to the commander, and we're going to have the mayor of Garrison on and talk about Play Days, which is coming up in about a week or two. This is Minnesota Military Radio, broadcasting today from the Andrew F. Kokish VFW Post 1816 in Garrison. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We are recording live today from the Andrew Kokish VFW Post 1816 in Garrison, Minnesota. And in a moment, we're going to meet the mayor of Garrison and have the commander back on. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Herkey.
Are you or do you know a veteran at risk or experiencing homelessness? Are you a veteran having difficulty functioning in your daily life due to your health, a disability, or problems with substance abuse? Are these difficulties limiting your ability to work so much that it's impacting your life and your family? If so, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs can help you through a program called SOAR. SOAR is changing the lives of at-risk veterans and helping them to access sustainable income and stable housing by applying for federal funds available through the Social Security Administration. Social Security disability benefits can help cover housing costs, assist with needed health care, as well as helping make ends meet for veterans and their families. A SOAR representative will handle everything from preparing the paperwork to assisting with appeals, representing the veteran through the entire process, and all at no cost. For more information about the SOAR program or to refer someone, call 1-888-LINK-VET.
Thank you, Commissioner Herkey. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. We have Post Commander Ray Lasher back with us. And as I said several times, we're recording today from the Andrew F. Kokish BFW Post 1816 in Garrison. And, Commander, we have a special guest joining us right now. Would you like to introduce him?
Yeah, this is Lauren Larson. He's our current mayor. He's filling in. He was elected by a unanimous vote last election.
Mickey Mullis got one vote.
Yep.
Well, Mr. Mayor, thanks for joining us on Minnesota Military Radio.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for being here. This is a great honor to have this privilege of having this radio program.
Well, we've learned today that this is a pretty successful VFW post up in Garrison, and I've been coming up here personally for about 50 years or so, and so it's fun to come back up. But you have a special relationship with the VFW up here between the mayor and the VFW.
This post 1816 is just a very vital organization within our community. They're a large contributor, and we're very proud to have them here. I can't say enough about what this post does.
So you were telling me before we went on the air that quite often if the city needs something or they're looking for some funds, come over and talk to the commander and the rest of the team, and they usually come through pretty well.
Exactly. The post here is a large contributor. They were the largest contributor to the fireworks that we had with the 4th of July. It was just a wonderful opportunity. The town was full of people. The fireworks, in my estimation, was the best we have ever had here. And it was a lot of us. Thank you to the VFW post here.
We're speaking with Mayor Lauren Larson and Commander Ray Lasher from the Garrison, Minnesota VFW post 1816. And Mr. Mayor, you just had a big weekend for over the 4 days of July 4th, and you've got another event coming up, Garrison Play Days, July 19th to the 21st. And I understand there's a lot of activities, a lot going to be happening. Can you tell us about it?
I sure can. There's a lot of activities that are planned. This activity that we have, or the activities, it's all volunteers. To my knowledge, there are no paid people involved in the Garrison Play Days whatsoever. It starts with setup. We'll start setting up on Thursday. We have a 40 by 80 tent that will be set up right here in the parking lot of the VFW post here. And many of the activities will take place right under the tent. There will be a band on Friday night and Saturday night. They'll start with a community meal on Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock.
All you can eat for $10.
All you can eat for $10.
Well, get hungry and come to Garrison.
Get hungry and come to Garrison. It's wonderful.
And a lot of these activities are centered right here in the VFW?
Right here in the VFW lot and just across the street. And then, of course, the ball field, that's where the softball tournaments will be.
So, Commander, have you laid in a bunch of supplies? Have you ordered lots of stuff?
Yeah, we're well prepared.
We're well prepared, and you're gonna fill this place up like July 4th, or even better, Mr. Mayor.
This place will be packed.
Yeah.
We will probably have between 2,000 and 3,000 people that will be in Garrison on Saturday for the parade and all the activities that take place. It's a wonderful. It's probably the biggest event that takes place in Garrison.
I understand you're going to have some bands?
We'll have bands on Friday night and Saturday night. Bands that are well-known in the area, and it's a big crowd comes out for that.
And a parade on Saturday.
A parade on Saturday. I think we have 40-some units, or I don't know, about 40-some units that'll be in the parade.
Are there activities for the family, for the children?
Oh, there's a lot of activities. There will be games for the children, these bouncy balls, the bouncy toys where they can get in and bounce around, and all kinds of other activities where kids can win prizes, and they have a choice of prizes that they can pick out. And we'll also have three shows. I can't remember the exact name of it, but it's like the BMX bicycle, where they do flips on bicycles. There'll be three shows on Saturday for that. And
I understand there's a softball tournament all weekend.
A softball tournament starts on Friday night. And
you're going to get the fire department involved in these play days?
The fire department is very involved. They will be having demonstrations. They'll have a propane burn where they have a propane tank set up, and then there's a big fire, and they put the fire out. They'll have that. They're going to be giving away some bicycles this year. The fire department is very, very active here.
Commander, did you order up some corn on the cob for this weekend?
We got a lot of corn.
So it's going to be a free corn on the cob sponsored by the VFW.
I don't remember how many dozens. Do you remember, Warren?
A lot.
I mean, yeah.
And do your members and your auxiliary get involved in that?
Oh, yeah. Friday before, we were looking for volunteers for corn husking. Because we got a lot of corn to husk.
Okay, everybody in the audience, we need people to come up and husk corn.
Jackie's in charge.
Jackie's in charge of that. Okay, very good.
Bring some people from Nebraska, the corn huskers.
There you go, Mr. Mayor. And then Sunday morning under the tent, what's going on out there?
There will be an ecumenical church service that takes place at 10 or 10:30. And then there's on Saturday morning and Sunday morning, there are breakfasts starting at 8 o'clock.
And is that right here at the VFW as well?
Right here under the tent at the VFW.
Commander, are you going to be in town for those play days?
Yes.
they're going to put you to work back in the kitchen, I think.
I kind of skipped out on 4th of July. I was gone, but
so
I'll be here.
Double duty for you this time.
Yeah.
We'll put him to work.
Mr. Mayor, it sounds like you've got quite an event coming up July 19th to the 21st, Garrison Play Days. Everything is based or centered right around the VFW here. And what a nice story about the relationship between the city and the VFW here in Garrison.
Wonderful relationship. I can't say enough for what the VFW contributes to financially in support to the city of Garrison.
And Commander, I'm going to give you the last say in this segment. What can you tell me about the auxiliary? It sounds like they do good job here for you.
We have a new President Daisy, which you just talked to, and she's getting things going around here. You know, it's she's a go-getter like her husband Mike, and I think we're on the right track with Daisy. She just started, but from what we can see so far, she's up to the task.
Gonna be a good partnership, and they're stepping up.
Yep, she'll be good at it. Yep.
All right, and then Commander, I want to ask you one more time for people driving through Garrison on the way up north to the lakes and stuff. You've got food and beverages available 7 days a week.
We have just Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night, we have specials, but chicken and hamburger and so forth. But during the days, it's mostly pizza.
Pizza?
So we don't have a menu during the day.
All right. We heard about the chicken, and Jackie's cooking chickens here on Wednesday nights.
Yeah.
The whole state's going to hear about you cooking chicken. Thank you.
The best chicken in the state.
Okay, the mayor says the best chicken.
It is. It's fantastic.
Well, Commander, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, and I want to thank you for having us up here today. That this show will be heard all over Minnesota this weekend, and I hope a lot of our listeners come by for Garrison Play Days. Mr. Mayor, thanks for joining us today. Any final thoughts?
Come to Garrison.
Got room for more people.
Room for more people, and it'll be a great event.
And the commander laid in a lot of supplies, so you take care of everybody.
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, gentlemen, I thank you both for joining me today on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. When we come back, we're going to learn about the Gold Star Family Weekend and get a report from the VA Healthcare Center in Minneapolis. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm Tom Lyons, your host. We're recording today from the Andrew Kokish Post, VFW Post 1816 in Garrison. And joining us now is Catherine Stotka, who is a board member of the Gold Star Family Weekend, and Jim Parent, who's also part of that organization and a Patriot Guard writer. So for both of you, Catherine and Jim, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
It's a pleasure to be back on the air with you, Tom. Thanks for being here at the VFW.
Well, I think you used to live in this neighborhood, didn't you?
We did, on North End of Mille Lacs, so very familiar with this place.
For all our listeners, Catherine's been on the show quite a few times because we've done the show from Craigens on Gull Lake.
Correct.
But you're not here today to talk about Craigens. You're here today to talk about the Gold Star Family Weekend. Can you tell me when is that and what is it?
It is Gold Star Family Weekend. It's coming up the weekend of August 16th to the 18th. We've held it now at Camp Ripley for the past 3 to 4 years, and it's for anyone that has lost a loved one in any of the wars. We used to just kind of narrow it down to a few of the wars, but it's open to anyone. And this is a weekend for the families to get together, and it's totally paid for by the Gold Star Family Weekend organization. And the donations that come in from organizations such as the VFW, the American Legions, the Elks Club. So the families couldn't even do this weekend without you. So we appreciate the donations coming in.
All right, so that's going to be the weekend of August 16th, 17th, 18th.
That is correct, at Camp Ripley.
At Camp Ripley. And all our listeners, if they want to check on that, can go to goldstarweekend.org.
That is correct.
To find out some information. And Jim, can you fill us in a little bit? What all is going to happen that weekend?
Well, we're planning a big ride in to show support for the Gold Star families. Motorcycle ride scheduled for 3 o'clock on Saturday the 16th. We're going to ride in. The families are holding an ice cream social for the riders coming in. We're charging $10 a rider, and that those funds will be presented right at the Gold Star Family Ice Cream Social.
So this is the Patriot Guard riders?
This is going to be a tribute to the troops, Legion riders.
All of them.
Vietnam, combat vets, anybody on a motorcycle.
Okay.
So we're also going to do a presentation to the president of the board of directors of Gold Star Families, because she was our keynote speaker last year when we did the Benghazi dedication at Veterans Cemetery at Camp Ripley, which I should say is still, everybody knows, the Benghazi attack resulted in the deaths of 4 of our American heroes, and as a result of what they did, about 30 lives were saved, and because of all the controversy, nobody wanting to claim any kind of responsibility for the attack over there, these poor people have not been recognized in anything across the country. So last year we raised funds for the memorial at the Veterans Cemetery at Camp Ripley. And so far as I know to this date, the last time I checked, it's the only memorial to those people, those 4 heroes, in the entire country on public property.
Very good. Catherine, we've just got a couple of minutes left. Can you tell us again about the Gold Star Family Weekend, some of the things that are going to happen, and where they find information on it?
They can go to the goldstarfamilyweekend.com. It's goldstarfamilyweekendinc.com, and there's online registration that you can do there. And please, if you know of anybody that has lost a loved one, have them go to the website, register. Come to Camp Ripley Friday, and it goes through Sunday. There's Friday night dinner, 3 meals on Saturday, and then Sunday as well. And there's activities throughout the weekend. As you know, Camp Ripley has 53,000 acres, so the entire event will be filled with activities from fishing to canoeing to simulation right at Camp Ripley. So there's a lot of things to do for the families
there. And while they're up there, they can stop by the Minnesota Military Museum.
That is part of the agenda, that's for sure.
That's yeah. Quite a place up there. So
it really is, yeah. So, and I just wanted to make note, too, that I serve as treasurer on the Crow Wing County Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, too, Tom. I always like to let members know about that. If you know of anybody that that does need assistance from the veteran side of things, contact the Blue Ribbon or the Yellow Ribbon, and we can assist you there as well.
And, of course, we go back years with you in the radio show because Craigens has done so much to support our military and our veterans and their families. And I want to thank you for all that support. And, wow, you've joined a couple organizations. You're a busy lady.
Yep, and we appreciate you, Tom. I mean, you are very, very strong in the military support for all of our veterans, so we appreciate you. Thank you.
Well, and one of the things we've been able to do with the show is have the Minnesota Patriot Guard on about every 4 weeks to get some reports on all of the missions they go on, and all it's all about honor, dignity, and respect. And, Jim, I want to thank you for joining us today. And
it's an
Catherine,
honor.
Nice of you to drive over from Brainerd and come back home to Garrison.
My pleasure. It's beautiful here.
When you lived over here, did you stop into the VFW once in a while?
Many times.
Well, it sounds like you had a great VFW here, and we've enjoyed being here today. And, Jim, Catherine, I want to thank you for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you so much.
Joining me now is Director Pat Kelly from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System. Director, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Yeah, hi, Tom. Thanks again for having me.
Director, it's been probably a pretty interesting month. We changed over to something called the Mission Act. It's something that Congress passed a year or so ago and became effective early in June.
Yeah, so one of the we're several weeks into it now, and we are things are going okay. You know, I would say that the question I get most frequently from our veterans has to do with urgent care benefit. And so there is a new urgent care benefit, and there are several urgent care providers being signed up, some of which are in CVSs and other sort of minute clinic type locations. That list is being developed. There's a place on our website at the Minneapolis VA where people can go and look to see what's available in their area. It is constantly being updated, so I'd encourage veterans to take a look. It breaks it down geographically where you live, so you can see what's available where you live. And again, try to stay current because it changes frequently.
So, Director, just in general terms, if we've got a veteran out there that's not doing so well and in a long drive in, maybe an hour drive to get to a clinic or to the hospital is tough on them, then can they apply to be able to use the Mission Act?
Yeah, you don't even need to for this urgent care benefit, Tom. This is without authorization. So all the veteran needs to do, their eligibility is that they need to be enrolled in the VA and they need to have been seen in the last 24 months. They will then can look and see which places accept it. They will go there, no authorization in advance, just sort of like an emergency room. And then that location, a minute clinic or that location listed, will verify their eligibility before seeing them. Once they verify their eligibility, they see them. No copays, no billing at the time, no exchange of funds at the time. And so it's really pretty easy and requires no authorization in advance.
So work with your contacts at the VA, make sure you're eligible and understand when and where you can use it, and off you go.
Yep, it should be a pretty easy benefit to use.
Director, one of the things we've been talking about for years is that fancy hard hat you've got out there because there's always some construction going on.
We got some good projects, and so we really have been, you know, our building was built in 1988, and we've had a lot of changes over the years, and it's been good. I mean, the VA has been very generous, and we have a good engineering staff that's put together a lot of good projects, which have made us, you know, sort of eligible for these. Some of the new things that your listening audience is going to be seeing over the course of the next few years. So we're building an expanded mental health service. One of the things in our state, Minnesota does not have enough inpatient mental health beds. So unlike many other services, like in medicine services and surgery, which we can buy, we can't buy more mental health services usually because they're just not available. So we are growing internally to the VA, to our VA, mental health, more beds, more doctors, more opportunities for veterans to be seen, because almost all of that mental health needs to be provided here internal to the VA. So one, we have a project underway right now going from 24 to 30 inpatient mental health beds. A second big project that's going to be a brand new building right next to our main building. We're building a new women's health clinic. You know, women's veterans services and the number of women veterans in VA healthcare continues to grow, and it's a good thing. And so we need to continue to grow to meet that demand and expand services to women veterans. So it's going to be, again, a dedicated building, imaging, you know, mammography, all of that kind of service will be included in the building, so it's going to make it a lot easier for women veterans to access VA health care.
As you say, more and more women serving, and the best way to make them comfortable is get them into their own building and take great care of those lady veterans.
That's exactly right, Tom. You know, we are committed now to make sure that any woman veteran who wants to see a female provider can, or at the very least, we have all of our providers who are treating women have gone through some sort of a special training program in women's health issues. And so we recognize that, you know, women veterans have some unique needs, and so we're doing everything we can. This is the next thing. Again, dedicated space, dedicated clinic, services provided in that building. So it's what's needed, and again, with the growing number of women veterans, I think they will find that to be a good enhancement.
Director, we've just got about a minute left, and I know that you're serving more and more veterans every year. Are you hiring?
Yeah, we have an acute need in our rural places. So like the rest of the healthcare system, we struggle getting doctors and nurses working, particularly in rural parts of our service area. So all the way from Ely, Minnesota to Albert Lea, across southern Minnesota, western Wisconsin. So if there are doctors or nurses who have an interest in working for the VA, we would love to have them work here. We're a good employer. We have a great mission. So yeah, if there are providers in your listening audience, to include nurses, we'd love to have you work for the VA.
Director, that's a good message out there, and I hope all of our listeners, if they're eligible, give you a call and see if you can't fill some of those ranks of doctors and nurses at the VA taking care of our veterans.
I hope so too, Tom.
Director, thanks for joining us again today.
Thanks, Tom.
That was Director Pat Kelly from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System on Minnesota Military Radio.
We're just about out of time. I want to thank the Andrew Kokish VFW Post 1816 for hosting us today. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Ray Lesher, Daisy Tim, Jackie Lundquist, Mayor Lauren Larson, Catherine Stotka, Jim Parent, Director Pat Kelly from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare System, Commissioner Larry Herkey from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General John Jensen. Please join us next week as we talk about the upcoming Minnesota National Guard's Women Leadership Forum and learn about the Agent Orange Blue Water Navy Bill that just recently passed Congress. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at Minnesota MilitaryRadio.com.